tell yourself, like I've had to tell myself, now is not the time to give up. See, now is not the time to give up. Amen. Now is the time to dig our feet in and let the winds blow as they will and the storms rain as they must. But plant your feet on solid ground. Amen. I feel Jesus. And I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. For my soul does burns within me. In this place, I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. Father, we worship you this morning. We call upon your mighty name. Father, with all that we're going through and all that we're experiencing, Father, we still have found a way to offer up you a sacrifice of praise. In the midst of our hurt, we praise you. In the depths of our insecurities, we praise you. In our pains, we praise you. Through trial and tribulation, we've learned to praise you. Lord God, in aggravation and distress, we praise you. Because, Father, we know that you will inhabit the praise. And if we can get you to inhabit the praise, then we know that you'll take care of everything else that is going on in our lives by giving us the strength and the power and security to bring circumstances and situations and trials and all these stresses and discouragements under subjection to the power of God. So, Father, we know you're in this place because where the Spirit of the Lord is, Father, we know that there is liberty. And we have that liberty to praise you and to offer you up worship and offer you up sacrifices. Lord, we no longer have to use bullocks and bulls and lamb, Father, but we are the sacrifice. And we present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice this morning, which is worthy and holy, Lord God, which is our reasonable service. We present ourselves to you. So, Father, don't let us leave like we came, but under your power and by your Spirit and through your anointing, destroy every yoke of bondage, Lord God, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Father, we're looking for a supernatural explosion of your power. We're looking for your love to bring forth the manifestation of healing and delivering. And Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, where we can't see a way, Lord God, we can perceive a way. Lord, where we can't hear a way, Lord God, we know that there's a way. Father, because you are our great God, and there is nothing impossible unto you, and there's nothing impossible unto them that believe. So, Father, our faith is in you and not in ourselves. Our faith is in you and not in someone else. Our faith is in you and not in our circumstance or our situation. But, Father, we put our faith in you. That's why we're able to praise you right now, Father, because regardless of how we feel, we can still praise you. You're worthy of our praise. 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 Father, we thank you right now. And we glorify you. Amen. You're still in this place. Oh, you're in this place. You're in this place. You're in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now is not the time to give up. Even though you feel like giving up, things around you make you want to give up. Your thoughts try to seduce you into giving up. The way you feel, your aches and your pains make you want to give up. Life itself tries to convince you to give up because nothing's going the way you know that it should go. None of the promises that you've been promised have come to pass. None of the prophecies that you have received have manifested yet. So you ask yourself and you ask God, Father, where are you? Lord, when are you going to do what you promised you were going to do? But God says, regardless of whether he's moved yet or not, now is not the time to give up. Sure, I'd like to give up. I'd like to find some place to hide. I'd like to find some place to run, some place that's comfortable, some place that's less stressful, some place where there's no trouble. There's some place where you don't have to deal with what people think and what they say and how they feel. Some place where you can just run to. But I'm finding out there is no place like that. There is no place you can hide but in God. There is no place you can run but in God. There is no place you can evacuate to but in God. So therefore, we have to understand that this is not the time to give up, but this is the time that God expects us to fight even harder now than we've ever fought before. Now is the time to take up our cross and carry it. Now is the time to run this race with patience, understanding that what we're striving for is not a chair or not a car or not a home, but what we're striving for is the presence of God, is the glory of God, is the peace of God, which is in Himself. If you've got your Bibles open up to the book of Ruth in the first chapter, we find out that there are these women who married this certain woman's children. Amen. They married them. She lost everything. In the book of Ruth, in Naomi, 2nd, read the second verse. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, he died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of women of Moab. The name was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. Amen. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Mahlon, Chilion died also, both of them. And the women were left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. She had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. With all this calamity that is going on in her life, she has decided it's time to pack up and move. It's time to leave where we are. She has two daughter-in-laws. Her husband has died. Her two sons have died. And all she has is her two daughter-in-laws. And she has decided that it's time for her to pack up and hit the road. And so she has these two daughters-in-laws who eventually she will try to persuade not to follow her. But what I'm finding out here, what's important here, is in the sixth verse. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard. That's what's important, the word heard. Don't forget, amen, don't forget your promises and your dreams. Whatever God has promised you, don't forget. Whatever dreams God has given you, don't forget. And something more important you need to understand, it says she heard. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've got to allow your faith to keep you moving. You've got to allow your faith in God to keep you blessed and to keep you delivered and to keep you, listen to this, you've got to allow your faith in God to keep you sane. Because there are things that are going on in your life that want to steal your entire mindset, that want you to forget which way you were going, want you to forget what God promised you, want you to forget what dreams you had, want you to forget that God has prophesied something great into your life, because there's so much trouble and there's so much anxiety and there's so much distress and there's so much discouragement and there's so much hurt. But let me tell you, remind you again, now is not the time to give up. So here they are. She had heard that God had visited, and we know that Jehovah here is talking about the covenant God. God has a covenant with us. He is in covenant relationship with us. By him being in covenant relationship with us, that means that he will never leave us. In covenant relationship, that takes us into the Gospels, because Jesus is, it talks about Jesus being the Messiah, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. As we tie them together, we won't get to Boaz, but Boaz comes very fluent in this book, because he is a type of Jesus. And when you hold fast to your profession of faith, or that which you have confessed in God, then you will meet your Boaz, amen. And your Boaz is your Jesus. But you cannot give up now. So she heard in the country of Moab, now that had visited his people in giving them bread. God will always feed you in a way that you don't expect to be fed. How many understand that in your midnight hour when you don't think you can make it, God will feed you? When you're laying there by yourself and your body's racked with pain, God will feed you. When things aren't going the way that you know that they should be going and you don't understand why they're not going that way, God will find a way to feed you. God is always feeding his people, and he feeds us through his word, and he feeds us according to his word, and he feeds us by his word. Hallelujah. After 30 years, you get used to that. So therefore, God is giving them bread. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. See, she's trying to get them to turn around. There's going to always be something that tries to get you to turn around. Something that's going to try you to look, make you look back to where you were. But you've got to keep looking ahead. You've got to keep pressing ahead. You've got to keep moving ahead. She's trying to talk them into going back to where they were. And you have to make up in your mind, no, I'm not going to go back because I cannot be stopped. I will eventually accept that or move into that God has promised me. But I got to remember, now is not the time to give up. Hallelujah. As she tried to talk her two daughters and the daughters-in-laws into leaving and going back to their mother's house, because she was telling them, look here, my husband is dead, your husbands are dead, I have nothing to offer you. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them. Well, that's not the place to go because there's no rest there. There's only rest in Jesus. There cannot be any rest back where they lost everything. How many understand? They go back to the houses where they lost their husbands, there will be no rest. We are always reminded of the things that we've been through, the mistakes that we've made, the stumblings that we've stumbling. But I'm telling you, now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to fight the good fight of faith. Now is the time to press your way into that God has ordained for your life. Now is the time to believe that all things are possible unto them that believe God. Now is the time to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that if you seek God, he will add all these things unto you that you have need of. Now is the time to pick ourselves up and shake the dust from us that we might keep pressing our way into the blessings of God. It's not that they're not there. We just have to move into the realm where they are. So she's continued trying to discourage them from going with her. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why would thou go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that I may be your husbands, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughter. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons. Look at the 14th verse. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave to her. How many heard that? It said Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave to her. Orpah names mean hind or fawn. Look at some of these names. Naomi's name means my pleasant one. Mahlon, which was her son's, was meant sick. Chilion means pining. You don't want to hang around folks that are pining and sickly in their minds anyway. I don't know about you, but I don't. I figure I got enough problems all by myself. If I'm going to be miserable, I might as well be by myself. Y'all don't have to clap if you don't want to, but you know it's the truth anyway. So that was their name, sick and pining. Ruth's name is Beauty, wife of Mahlon the elder. And Ruth changed her mind. Ruth wept. She told her mother, I'm going to cleave to you. With everything that Naomi is going through, with her trying to make them turn around, what impressed Ruth about her was her talking about Jehovah, her God. She said, go back and serve your own gods. But there was something about this Jehovah that Ruth clave to. She wasn't actually claving to Naomi, because Naomi is about to change her name and her name title will become Bitter. But Ruth cleaves to her nevertheless, because Ruth understands, if I hold fast, that which I seek, I shall have. So with her trying to convince me to go back, now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to turn back. But now is the time to press your way on in to the blessing that God has established already for us. It's amazing the things that we go through. It is absolutely amazing the feelings that we have. It's absolutely amazing the emotional situations that we go on in our lives. It's absolutely amazing the people that come into our lives and go out of our lives, the attacks and the afflictions and the persecutions. But that doesn't mean that it's time to give up. That means that it's time to stand. She made up in her mind, I'm not going to leave you, Naomi, but I'm going to cleave to you, because I know that there's something about you that's going to lead me to my blessing. Because it's not time to give up. Fifteen. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Look, your sister went. Your sister-in-law went. Why don't you go too? Because the Bible says something about come out from among them and be ye separate. Well, we teach that that means come out from among the world and be ye separate. No, that means come out from among folks that don't want to mind the same principles in God that you mind. Sometimes you have to separate yourself from different mindsets if you want to be used by God. Didn't say it was going to be easy, and didn't say it wasn't going to hurt, and didn't say it wasn't going to be painful. He just said he would bless you for it. Jesus said, some of you will leave fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and cousins and nephews and wives and husbands, but you would leave this for his name's sake. Because you're searching and seeking out the blessing of God. She said, go back, as your sister-in-law did, and serve her gods. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, or whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever you go, Naomi, I'm going, because I know that where you're going to find Jehovah. So I'm going to follow you. I'm going to cleave to you. Cleave to people that want what you want from God. Wherever you go, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. She has just confessed unto God. She has just accepted God as her Savior. I'm going to serve your God. Your God will be my God. She never heard anything. All she's ever worshipped was idols. But there's something about Naomi, even in her bitterness and in her hurt and in her pain and in her agony and in her distress, that makes this young woman want to stay with her. And it's her God. It's her faith in her God. She's got trouble. She lost her husband, but she still had faith in Jehovah. She's lost her sons, but she still has faith in her sons in God. She's miserable to no end, but she still has faith in her God. She's sick in her spirit, but she still has faith in her God. That lets me know that regardless of whatever it is you're going through, or what you're experiencing, or what you feel, or what folks say, or what things are going on, you've got to keep your faith in your God. Amen. Now is not the time to give up. She said, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will I die, and there will I be buried, and the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught, but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left her speaking, she left speaking unto her. When God finds out that you are not going to be moved, how many hear me? When God finds out that you are not going to be moved by your troubles, you're not going to be moved by your heartbreaks, you're not going to be moved by your discouragements, you're not going to be moved by your afflictions, you're not going to be moved by your destructions, you're not going to be moved by none of these things. He will stay with you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. He will uplift you. He will do what he has to do. He'll touch you in your heart. He'll touch you in your mind. He'll touch you in your spirit, and you'll realize something, that it's the Spirit of the living God that has gave you strength to stand. It's the Spirit of the living God that has gave you the power to press your way on in to the blessings of God. God is looking for someone that'll say, Lord God, yeah, I'm hurting, but I'm going to praise you. Yeah, Lord, I got troubles, but I'm going to praise you. Lord God, there's pain everywhere, but I'm going to praise you. Lord God, I'm not going to be moved, but I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm about to close. Now is not the time to give up. 20th verse. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? And sometimes that's exactly how we feel. That's exactly how we feel. There are times the things we love the most are taken from us. There are situations we find ourselves in that hurt to no end. There are minds that we have to try to change that become so hard to change because we're in a battle and we're in a warfare. She said, don't call me Naomi anymore, but call me Mara. Mara means to be bitter, because she's bitter because she's lost so much. She's had to give up so much. But now Ruth is going to be the one that's going to lead Naomi. See, what Naomi was to Ruth was an instructor. She taught her about faith, and she taught her about being strong, and she taught her about moving when God wants you to move. But now that she's given up, we will find out that it's going to be Ruth that's going to be the one. And speed forwarding, Ruth messes around and meets Boaz. Boaz is probably one of the most richest men in that part of the land. There is nothing, that no land he does not own, no sheep that don't belong to him, no cattle that's not his. Everything that's there and everything around there belongs to Boaz. And she gleans at his floor. We have to glean the word of God if you want to get the truth out of God's word. Folks are just accepting anything. There are all these different commandments and all these different prophecies and all these things. Folks are telling you that you need, now we're going back. Brother Tim and I were talking this morning. Now they want you to go back to the place where you got to trust in the men and women of God in order to be blessed. You got to trust in somebody else's anointing in order to be blessed. I got news for you. You better have confidence in who you are in God. You better have confidence in your anointing. You better have confidence in your faith. You better believe who you are in God, and you better stand up on the promises of God. Don't put your confidence in the arm of flesh. Put it in yourself. Now Ruth has found Boaz. She's gleaning at his floor. She's learning, and she lays before him as her servant and as her king. I'm telling you, you got to rest in Jesus. Your peace is in Jesus. Your strength is in Jesus. Everything that you have need of is in Jesus. Now is not the time to give up. If you go to the book of Acts, when they had them locked up in jail and they began to praise God and the prison began to shake, they realized that then was not the time to give up. It was not the time to cry. It was not the time to weep. Why? It was not the time to pine. mind. It was not the time to bellyache. It was not the time to complain, but it was the time to praise God. And when they got to praising God in the dirty, in the muggy, in the dingy dungeon, they began to praise God. And in the midst of their praise, God inhabited that praise. God came forth and manifested himself, and the doors began to shake. When you can praise God, when you're going through hell, you will cause people around you to realize that your God is a reality. He's not just something you're talking about. When you can praise God and you got all kind of trouble in your life and folks around you are watching, you show them that your God is bigger than your circumstance. You prove to them that God is a great God, that he's a mighty God. But somebody's got to stand up today and let me know that God is God. I'm not about to give up. I'm not about to turn it in, but I'm going to keep fighting the good fight of faith. I'm going to keep running this race. I'm going to testify about the goodness of God. I'm going to testify about the grace of God. I'm going to testify about how great my God is. I'm going to tell you how worthy he is. I'm going to tell you how powerful he is. And I'm not going to open up my mouth to do it, but I'm going to do it by trying living by God. I'm going to live for God in spite of the heartache. I will live for God in spite of the pain. I will live for God in spite of the discomfort. I will live for God in spite of the discouragement. I'm going to find a way to live for God and show forth the glory of God. I'm going to praise him anyway. Everybody stand. Everyone, please stand if you can. She said, I went out full and I came back empty. And that's how we feel a lot of times. Lord, what more could you ask me for? I've given up everything. I've given it all. What more could you want? And all God says, I want you. You are the one I want. Because if I can get you, then I can use you to get somebody else. There is a massive outpouring of God's Spirit going to take place in the land. Just like the enemy is fighting, so shall God fight. But we shall lay before the threshing floor upon our faces, and we shall cry out unto the Lord, Jehovah is God, Jehovah is King, Jehovah is great, Jehovah is mighty. In spite of our circumstances, we will still acknowledge him as being our King. In spite of our sicknesses, we will still acknowledge him as being our healer. In spite of our troubles, we will still acknowledge him as being our deliverer. Does not matter. We will acknowledge him as being our God, our creator, our deliverer, our way maker, our Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. We will acknowledge him. Why? Because we understand that now is not the time to give up, but now is the time to fight. Now is the time to fight in our praise. Now is the time to fight in our worship. Now is the time to fight in everything that we do for God. Now is the time. Don't give up. Don't think about giving up, but keep fighting and keep praying and keep believing God. You know, your steps have been ordered by God, not by man. So you keep walking in those steps and you'll see the power of God move even for you. Amen. Come on and give God some praise tonight, this morning. If you would like to be anointed this morning, I want you to come stand across the front. Amen.